When this boy meets world.
Well. You know, I just want to thank you both for convincing Eric to move back in with us.
You know, it's really great to have you back, buddy.
Well, you know something?
I'm happy to be back. Nice kiss. Thank you, Jack.
You see, Sean, all it took was you and me to get them to settle their differences.
Corey and Sean forever. Best friends.
Best friends forever.
Corey? Why are you looking at me like that? Corey, wait! Corey! Don't tell me. Was it the puppet nightmare again?
Yeah, it was the puppet nightmare. He was chasing me on foot. He had a gun.
Wow. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, good. Let's get some sleep. I got that speech for Feeney tomorrow. I gotta be fresh if I'm gonna fake it.
Okay.
Night, Cor.
Nighty night, John. Sean?
Yeah, Cor.
You're my best friend.
Thanks, Cor. Now watch closely as I slowly pour the milk into the hat.
Mr. Hunter, your speech is on Louis Pasteur. I don't see what that has to do with making milk disappear.
This has everything to do with Lou, trust me. The audience happen to have a piece of magic rope? Look at that, Mr. Matthews. Why don't you come down here?
I hate teaching.
May I please have that magic rope?
Yes, you may.
Now, what a lot of people don't know about Luke. Boyfriend of yours is driving me insane.
Is he still having nightmares?
No, not anymore. He hasn't slept in 3 days. I turn off the lights and I hear him moving around in the dark like a rat. I wake up the next morning, the closets are reorganized, my shorts are ironed, and my hair's been moosed.
Oh, my poor Corey.
Hot coffee coming through.
Hey, thanks, Cor.
These are mine, get your own.
Corey, drinking coffee to avoid your nightmares is not the solution.
Who said I was having nightmares?
I did, you loony.
Why would you say I was having night? Oh, I'm not mad at you. Not you. Not Shawnee Sean. Hey, how's the moose holding up, huh? It looks good. Yes, it does.
Eric.
Xena, my warrior princess.
Eric!
You're not my warrior princess, you're my mommy.
Honey, you sleeping on the couch is just not working out.
Oh, and whose fault is that? Turning my room into a nursery for him. You know something, Morgan? You've got a big room. Wouldn't it be fun if...
No.
But...
No.
Are you sure you don't want...
No.
Hey, Corey, wait. Yeah, we got an hour before class. Why don't you take a nap?
I don't need a nap. I need to paint a house. I'll race it in the door. I win. Eric? What are you doing here?
I've decided to live with you guys. You know, I just think it'd be so great, you know, have this great brother and brother's friend, and I think the three of us together would be really good.
Hello, Rumi.
Oh, Jack.
back. Look, it's a homeless man. Oh, how sad.
Yeah, the poor guy.
Eric!
Morning.
Eric, get up right now. You are coming back home with us. This is ridiculous.
No, don't want your pity. Oh, come on, man. You can have your old room back.
You haven't rented it out yet?
No.
Really?
No, we've been hoping you'd come back home. Right, hun?
Hun? Hon, is that what we're gonna be hearing 24 hours a week, huh?
Oh, come on, Eric.
Oh, I get it. I'm Eric, but you're hun. Looking for a roommate!
Eric, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm being a man. I am standing on my own 2 feet. I'm gonna hold on to a little bit of my dignity. Please! Someone take pity upon my wretched soul!
I'm looking for a roommate.
Hey, I was looking first.
No, I mean, I have an apartment. I'm looking for someone to share it.
Oh, well, hey, good luck to you then. Looking for a roommate!
All right, now let's continue our discussion of William Shakespeare's Hamlet. Mr. Matthews!
Mr. Matthews!
Mr. Matthews, I would appreciate it if you would stay conscious during my class.
I'm conscious.
Wonderful. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. To sleep. Perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death,
Sean.
What dreams make...
Sean, you can't let me go to sleep. Sean? Great.
That's right. Scurry off to your mundane little lives. Mr. Matthews? You are acting very odd.
I've been having dreams, Mr. Feeney. Dreams about killing someone very close to me.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes. Yes. How did you know? You are brilliant. It's been killing me. I haven't been able to sleep.
There's nothing to worry about, Corey. Killing your best friend is a common theme in dreams. It's perfectly normal.
Well, how normal? Because, you see, I have this one dream where I push Sean...
down an empty elevator shaft.
Yes!
The elevator shaft represents the ups and downs of your friendship with Mr. Hunter.
Ups and downs?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
You see, Mr. Hunter, in his search for peace and harmony in his life, causes you pain.
How?
By putting an incredible amount of pressure on you to help him in his search. Annoying, isn't it?
So how do I stop these dreams?
Forgive him.
Forgiveness. Of course.
He hurt you, and now you're hurting him back. Forgive, and the dreams will stop.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Feeney.
Anytime, Mr. Matthews, anytime.
Well, what's that?
Hey, you know how I didn't get you a birthday present last year? Well, here you go.
Sean, I have to tell you something.
Tell me after you open the present.
Well, okay. Wow! My own personalized baseball bat. Too cool. Die, Sean! Die! You have to let me explain.
Explain what? My best friend screams he wants to kill me in front of the whole class. What's to explain?
Well, I lied about the puppet dream.
No kidding.
These are not good dreams I'm having, Sean. I kill you in every one of them. I kill you good.
Like how?
Well, I fed you thumbtack soup. I poured hot lava down your pants. I pulled your heart out with salad tongs. I set fire to your tie. I shredded you over pasta with a cheese grater. I dressed you up like a rooster and entered you in a cockfight.
How'd I do?
Well, you won. But the crowd cried fix and it got ugly. I'm sorry, Sean.
No dreams. Get some sleep.
Well, I think there may be a solution. In my last dream, Feeney was there. He told me all I had to do to stop these dreams was to forgive you.
Forgive me for what?
Well, I don't think that's important. What's important is I forgive you, Sean, okay? You're forgiven. 100% forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. And now I'm all better.
So you're to sleep tonight?
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Mr. Feeney, I'm finally gonna get a good night's sleep and go back to my normal dream.
The one where you win the Miss Costa Rica pageant.
I wish peace for all the little niños.
Dude! Look at this place! Oh, there is just no way that I can afford this!
Pay whatever you can. It gets a little lonely around here. I just can't seem to keep a roommate.
What? You can't keep a roommate in a place like this?
Oh, wait a second. I know. Bad neighbors.
Come in.
Oh, hey, Sheila.
Hi, Adam. This package came for you today. I signed for it. Who's the cutie?
Oh, Eric Matthews, Sheila Shagger.
Oh, behave.
Sheila lives next door. Eric's my new roommate.
Well, I'll have to come around more often to borrow a cup of sugar.
Why stop at a cup?
Well, I have to run, but it was nice meeting you.
You too.
Dude, how is it you have any trouble at all keeping a roommate?
Beats me.
Not again. It was raining. You had a new umbrella. You let me take a look at it. And then I shoved it down your throat. And I opened it.
You opened it?
Oh, Sean. I Mary Poppin'd you. Why? Why? Why?
Corey. It's the middle of the night. Where are you going?
You gave me bad advice, Feeney.
What do you mean?
You were in my dream, Mr. Feeney. And you gave me advice that sucked.
I'm not responsible for Dream Feeney. Why don't you start from the beginning?
Every time I fall asleep, I dream that I kill Sean. Now, what kind of person am I that would want my best friend dead?
Well, now you know you don't want Sean dead.
Oh, how do you know who I want dead?
Corey, you mustn't take dreams literally. They can be interpreted in many ways.
Why am I killing Sean?
I really don't know. You know, Freud says that dreams come from our unconscious, repressed thoughts that have to be confronted. But in the dream state, they're not quite clear.
It's quite clear I'm killing Sean.
You're dreaming about it for a reason.
What's the reason?
Well, you wake up every time screaming?
Yeah.
After you kill Sean?
Well, actually, I've never seen him die, but I mean, I did some pretty bad stuff to him, Mr. Feeney. He didn't stand a chance.
Oh, so you always woke up before you actually killed him?
Yeah, but I... You're right. I've never finished the dream.
That's the key, Mr. Matthews. Perhaps if you finish the dream, you'll find out what it means.
Dude, that whole bedroom's for me. It's bigger than my parents' house. What are you watching?
Weather Channel. Want to join me?
Sure.
Whoa! Not there.
Well, what's the matter? What's the matter?
My mother's chair.
Oh, sorry, is she coming over?
No, she's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Thank you. I love her very much.
Just go crash over there.
Eric, will you get that, please?
Yeah.
Hello?
Eric, it's me, Adam. Can't sit there either.
What are you doing?
Eric, I'm on the phone.
Eric?
Yes, Adam?
That's where Uncle Dave died. Time to feed the bird.
Well, we have a bird? How come I haven't seen this bird?
Want to help me feed her?
Oh, yeah, man, I love birds.
All kinds of birds?
Everyone.
Okay.
Where's the birdie? Where's the pretty birdie? Where's the pretty bird?
Her name's Nellie. I've had her since I was 2. She's the best bird ever. She normally doesn't like people. But look at her. She sure likes you. Holly want a cracker?
Holly want an autopsy. That's a dead bird.
Not to me.
That is just sick and weird. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Talking in front of her like that. Sorry, Nellie.
It's not your fault, Adam.
All right, that's it. I am out of here. It is so his fault.
Wait, leave. Everybody leaves me.
Oh, I wonder why.
I thought you were different. You're just like everybody else. Nobody cares about me. Nobody wants me. Forever alone. I hate the silence.
I know how you feel.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I really do. I was kicked out by my family, betrayed by my closest friends, thrown out into this crazy world all by myself. Nowhere to go, nowhere to live. Alone.
So you'll stay?
No.
Hi, Eric. I did it again. Locked myself out after taking a shower. At least this time I remember the towel.
Mind if I hang with you guys till my roommate comes back?
Maybe I'll stay.
Adam was gonna stay. Hello.
You see, Sean, all it took was you and me to get them to settle their differences.
Corey and Sean forever. Best friends.
Best friends forever.
Corey? Why are you looking at me like that?
Corey, wait! Corey!
You have to go.
Sean!
Corey, what are you doing?
Shoving everyone down the elevator shaft. Guess who's next?
Rachel! Rachel!
Angela, come on. Everybody's doing it.
Doing what?
This.
Hi, Corey.
Lauren? What are you doing here? I'm over you. You shouldn't be here.
I'm not Lauren.
Then who are you?
I'm everything you're giving up. The girls you'll never get to meet. The places you'll never get to go. The life you will never have.
I don't understand.
Bye, Corey.
Wait!
Corey?
It's Panda.
Where is everybody?
I killed them. For us.
I know.
I miss them.
I miss them too. You can wake up now. Corey, wake up. You've been sleeping all night.
Morning, sunshine.
Hey.
Did you dream?
Yeah.
What'd you dream about?
I dreamt about you.
Oh, good. So you're okay now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. You're not okay, are you?
Do you think I'm rushing into marriage?
You've been rushing into marriage since you were 2 years old.
I mean, nothing's gonna change between you and me, is it?
Is that what you've been dreaming about?
No, I'm just...
I guess I'm afraid that after I get married, everything's gonna change.
Well, yeah, it will. It has to.
I don't want it to.
Okay, Nelly. Okay, bang. Okay, all right, now roll over. Okay. All right, hey, play dead. Play dead.
Oh, okay. Good bird.
Good bird.
Hello? Eric, it's me, Adam.
Hey, man, what's up?
I just think it's great how you and Nelly have been getting along so well.
Yeah, well, I love poultry.
Anyway, I mean, you and I have been getting along so well that... Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
I think it's time you finally met my mom.
Your mom? But, dude, I thought that your mother was...
Mom, I want you to meet my new roommate.
Is he a good boy?
He's a very good boy.
I'm glad, because your last roommate was a very, very bad boy.
That's why I took care of him for you, Mom. But you don't say hello to your grandpa.